Over the weekend, Labor's Congress met upbeat as well as they seek to effect change in the November election. Shannon Halbert's a key Labor Party figure, playing a central role in driving the flagship policy, announced at the weekend's Wellington Congress that signals the party's sharpened focus on skills, affordability and election readiness. Thank you for joining us on the program, Shannon. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale. Good to see you.
You too, Shannon. What stood out for you most about the Congress and the gathering of party faithful as we build towards what's an incredibly important election for the future of our country? Shannon, what were the main points you took from the weekend's hui?
It was a pretty vibrant day yesterday. We had a packed room of over 500 Labor Party activists ready to help change the government with a focus on jobs, health, homes, and knowing how far backwards our country's gone in a very short time. They want to stand up for change. And, you know, the message was really clear. We're prepared to do that. We want to lead the next government. And we think that Chris Hipkins is the Prime Minister moving forward.
Okay, let's go to the policies that were announced. This is on top of capped public transport, pharmaceuticals free again, three visits to the GP. But there was another solid policy announcement. There's been some criticism that Labor have been keeping their political cards close to their chest, but that might have been a deliberate strategy. What else do you want to share with our peeps this morning, Shannon, about policy announcements from the Red Team?
Yeah, the big policy announcement this weekend, Dale, was the expansion of the Apprenticeship Boost Program. You know that our whānau love apprenticeships and trades. What we really know is that they create opportunities for young people. And we're doing that by supporting employers with a wage subsidy for a first and second year, so an extension to that program. And we're extending the criteria to include new industries, things like water engineering, road construction, hair and beauty, and fitness and hauora, as critical areas that young people want to step up into. I'm a believer that young people want jobs. This government hasn't created those jobs for them. We have 17,000 less apprentices than what we had 3 years ago, and 20,000 young people, construction workers, have chosen to go to Australia. And that's on top of a very sad reality of a 100,000 young people not engaged in education and training. So this is about us putting our best foot forward, supporting employers to create those job opportunities and encouraging apprentices to complete their qualifications at the same time.
Tēnā koe. The hot ticket items, of course, jobs, health and homes, as we know, not sort of sexy as some people would term it, issues. But nevertheless, they are the core values of the Labor Party. What traction are we getting in these most vital areas?
Yeah, we've got to focus on your job, your health and your home. These are the critical issues for all Kiwis across the country at the moment. And the areas where the government has really underperformed. This government, Dale, promised to fix the cost of living, to provide respite for our whānau out there. They haven't done that. And so our apprenticeship boost policy is one example of how we'll be doing that alongside the public transport fare cap and three free GP visits for every person across the country. We've got to make things more affordable. We've got to follow through on that respite promise to our whānau that things can be more affordable. And we've got to come up with solutions to be able to do that. One of the things I didn't mention before, of course, that every apprentice will receive a $1,000 startup grant for the tools that they need to get into work. And we'll also be investing in wraparound support to make sure that they're able to complete their qualifications.
Last week when I spoke with the leader, Chris Hipkins, we spoke about Māori health. And it was unusual in this term because the issue of Māori health has been really pushed to the side. Yes, they'll talk about universal health and approaches in that sense, but Chris was quite comfortable to talk about Māori health issues. What would you say about universalism and targeted interventions where needed and often because of historical issues, Māori sit at challenging positions on the social indicators, that there's a comfort from Labor to talk about Māori interventions where those who have the reins of power at the moment would prefer not to.
Well, it just shows that how out of touch Christopher Luxon and his government is. You can't pretend that in order to take the health, to take health forward in this country, you can't have a targeted approach for Māori. We know they are overrepresented in poor health statistics, that there needs to be targeted investment in those areas. And that's alongside universal, you know, strategies that support every Kiwi in this country. But you've got to be pretty blind not to know and not to invest in a targeted approach to address the Māori health inequities that we see in this country.
The sidelining of treaty-focused kōrero and expectation by this coalition government, how is Labor aiming to address that should it take the reins of power in November?
Well, we know the importance that Māori play in this country, and most New Zealanders agree with that. We believe in partnership. We believe in ensuring that everyone in this country does well, and that means you do have to have targeted strategies. When I come back to our policy announcement this weekend and the expansion of the apprenticeship boost scheme, we know that this is a particular policy that supports a large number of young Māori and Pacific apprentices. It creates job opportunities for them and it supports them to complete their qualification. That means that once they've got their ticket in their relevant industry, that they're able to earn a decent wage, that they're able to put the kai on the table for their whānau and provide at a greater level, you know. And I hope that they can be business owners in their own right moving forward. So these are the very basic but sensible solutions when we say we're focused on your job, your health, your homes. That's what Labor stands for in this election.
Thank you. Shannon Halbert is with us from the Labor Party. They held their Congress over the weekend. It used to be called a hui or a conference. Subtle change, why so?
For as long as I've been in the Labor Party, it's always been a Congress during election year. We always wonder why that is. But, you know, for us, it's just a hui. It's a coming together of all of our Labor whānau. And it's the time for us to get really focused, sharpen our strategies and get ready to run forward in this election to win.
Shannon, do you think the international issues and geopolitical kaupapa across the globe are going to have any impact on the way people vote this year?
Well, certainly when we look at cost of living being the number one issue, a lot of that comes from international factors, as well as government political choices, of course. And we saw that throughout COVID. We've seen that more recently. And so it certainly does have an influence. On top of that, the politics, when we think of Trump and the influences from America in that sense, they do have a trickle-down effect on how we do things here in Aotearoa. And so, you know, it's making life harder for a lot of our whānau out there. The cost of living continues to increase. But what this government hasn't done, which they promised to do, was to fix the economy, Dale, and they haven't put up solutions to be able to do that. It's disappointing for everyone, and that's on top of all the other bad stuff that they've done that have impacted our people out there. But at a very basic level, people will be voting this election on their ability to keep or get a job, to have full-time mahi, to be able to provide for their whānau. Those are the things that matter. Good health care and also making sure that they're able to live in a warm, dry home. Those are the fundamentals for a Labor Party and those are the key issues that matter to New Zealanders in this election.
Tēnā koe, we're 4.5 months out from the election and the latest poll saw Labor slip a few percentage points. Now, I know that is flexible, but even though that poll suggested that a centre-left bloc would have the numbers, albeit not by much, why do you think the slip in the polls for Labor, and is that recoverable?
Well, we're very clear that this election won't be an easy one to win. The National Party are cashed up and they will throw everything to secure their power moving forward. What we know is that we have to be on the ground. We've got to be incredibly disciplined about the core issues that matter for New Zealanders, that we be focused on them, not focused on things like culture wars and division, Dale. That cost of living, for example, is the number one issue that every New Zealander is talking about and looking for solutions on at the moment. So that's where we have to focus our energy on. We can't get distracted by menial issues created by this government. And, you know, we've got to do the heavy lifting to make sure we turn out that vote from key areas like South Auckland, West Auckland, but also engage with people out in the regions and making sure that they're supporting Labor because they know it's the best decision for their whānau now and the best decision for future generations to come.
Yeah, thanks very much. Well, it's going to be an interesting shootout for success this year, but pleased that it was an upbeat kōrero, given the Congress's theme of hope and optimism over fear. How confident are you in the campaign strategy and messaging that it's going to resonate with voters in what's expected to be a very highly contested election, Shannon?
Well, as you know, I'm a humble man, but we can feel pretty confident that New Zealanders are listening at the moment. They're responding well. But we don't take that for granted, and we're going to continue to do the mahi that we need to over coming months to turn out the best result on election day and change this government.
Tēnā koe. Thanks very much for joining us, Shannon. Looking forward to more conversations as we build up towards the election. Mauri ore kā koe. Tēnā koe. Shannon Halbert with us. We'll be talking with other representatives of the Labor Party through the course of the week.